Taylor Swift won the Super Bowl. Vince McMahon is a dog shit human being. Happy Valentine's Day, motherfuckers. Let me tell you about a girl I know. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Ninja Nerd Warrior podcast for February 14th, 2024. It is VD Day. Yes, it is. Happy Valentine's Day, goddammit. What did I do? Not a damn thing. No, but we'll get to that. There's been a lot of shit that has happened since the last time I pressed record. Which, I mean, is going to happen when I only do like a show like every 8 or 10 weeks. But that's beside the point. You guys knew what you were getting into when you signed up, all right? Super Bowl. Super Bowl was last Sunday, and it was awesome. What I got to see of it. Because here's what happened. My new job has me, I was working Tuesday through Friday with Saturday, Sunday, Monday off. Dream schedule, right? Right. Well, it was only seasonal. I was a seasonal employee. And right before New Year's, they offered me a full-time spot. They said, do you want to work here permanently? I said, fuck yeah, I do. I didn't say it like that, but you get it. And they said, okay, well, we're going to pick you up full time. However, we're going to switch your days so that instead of working Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 10-hour days, you're going to be working Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 12-hour days. Folks, I'm old and falling apart. I was barely making it through the 10-hour days. They're going to tack 2 extra hours on and have me work on the weekends. And I'm like, oh, you son of a bitch. All right, I guess I kind of have to take this, don't I? So I go into work at 6 p.m. I get out of work at 6 a.m. Are you aware that there is no sunshine at either of those times? Absolutely zero sunshine. When I go to work, there is no sunshine when I get out of work. As far as I know, I'm living in an eclipse. It's like me and Vin Diesel in Pitch Black. That's pretty much like what I'm living in right now. So anyway, Super Bowl started at 3:30. I got to watch the first half of the game, and I got to watch Usher's halftime show, which was badass. I'm not going to lie. Usher coming out. Isn't that dude like almost 50? Isn't he? And the show was badass. It was great. Even when Jermaine Dupri came out dressed like an extra from the new Tron movie that's coming out in a couple years. Like, dude, he was straight out of Tron. It was awesome. And I will say, Usher, bro, I have never seen Usher sweat that much. Holy shit. Usher was sweating like they were blaming him for killing Tupac the last time he was in Vegas. That's how much he was sweating. Holy shit. Oh, my God. So, great show. That halftime show made me 15 minutes late for work, though. I will admit that. Nobody I work with listens to this, so they're not going to give a shit. But I actually managed to sneak into work. They didn't know I was late. My boss didn't know I was late. It was great. I was seriously like 10 or 15 minutes late, and I actually managed to like warehouse ninja my way into the building, into the startup area, and just pick up on my assignment and go from there. Like, nobody said shit to me. Either they didn't know I was late, or they didn't give a shit because like 50 other people called out because it was Super Bowl Sunday. Either way, it's win-win, damn it. So, great game. Chiefs and the Niners. And I will say this, like, I'm not one of these dipshits who says, I'm not one of these dipshits who pretends I'm on the team. I never have been. That has always pissed me off. You will never hear me say, oh, we're going all the way this year, or we got screwed last Sunday, or we kicked some ass last Sunday. Who's we? Bro, they are professional athletes. You're drunk with a shirt that's 2 sizes too small, okay? You are not on the team. I have said this forever. And I always get this shit too. Well, we spend money on the team, so that makes us part of the team. Which is the same mentality of thinking that I spent money on the stripper, so that makes her my girlfriend. It's the exact same shit. And here is the screwed up thing. Every one of those dipshits, every one of those absolute botards will give me shit. You know wrestling's fake, right? You know you're not really part of the team, right? You know fantasy football isn't real. Like, you're not a general manager making big money moves. You're a jock douchebag playing Dungeons and Dragons. That's what fantasy football is, you asshole. So, yeah, I'm not one of those dipshits. However, Niners were in the Super Bowl this year, and my Uncle Junior was diehard Niners fan. Diehard. So I had a sentimental leaning toward the Niners this year. Niners and the Chiefs. Chiefs have been to the Super Bowl 3 of the last 5. So it was going to be a tall order. It really was. Guess what? Niners didn't pull that shit off. Great game. I managed to sneak an earbud into work, which I'm not supposed to do. So I managed to sneak an earbud in and listen to the game on satellite radio. Great game. It was an absolutely fantastic game. Went to overtime. But here is what absolutely made me obsessed with this year's Super Bowl. A few weeks out, I start hearing these conspiracy theories that President Joe Biden and the United States government have rigged the Super Bowl to prevent the Republicans from winning the presidential election. And my first question was, the fuck? What? Now, I try to avoid politics as much as possible in this podcast, but there's some shit that's just too ridiculous. And I'm always down to make fun of a good conspiracy theory. I actually live for that shit. Ready? Somehow, the theory is that Taylor Swift dating Kelsey Grammer, Travis Kelsey, whatever the fuck his name is, somehow those two are this political power couple. And since she has been shown in the VIP boxes, like pretty much all season at all the Chiefs games, somehow Taylor Swift dating Travis Kelsey is going to flip the election toward Biden. Which makes as much sense as a groundhog named Punxsutawney Phil coming out, seeing a shadow, and affecting the weather. It's the same shit. It's the exact same shit. So the conspiracy theory was that Taylor Swift was going to appear in the halftime show, in the middle of Usher's halftime show, when he's getting in, when he's sweating like he's being interrogated, and you've got dancers skating around on roller skates. One of those skaters fell off the stage, by the way. And you've got Alicia Keys playing a piano that looks like Satan's personal piano. You've got Little John, who I'm not sure if he was booked for the halftime show or if he just showed up in the crowd with his own mic. I'm not sure. But Taylor Swift was supposed to show up in the middle of that halftime show, perform, and then Travis Kelsey was supposed to get up on stage and they were supposed to endorse Biden. Spoiler alert, shit didn't happen. None of that shit happened. Taylor Swift, however, was drunk as shit in the VIP box because they kept showing her like every 90 seconds. Like she was drunk off her ass. So another well-thought-out conspiracy theory up there with the Earth is flat, Australia doesn't really exist, and the world's being run by lizard people. We're just going to put the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelsey thing just right on the shelf next to that one. That fucking happened. Yeah. In other news, in other more disgusting news, Vince McMahon is a dog shit human being. I went too fast. I'll rewind. Vince McMahon is being sued by former employee Janelle Grant. And in the lawsuit, she is basically citing sexual assault and sexual trafficking. And here's what that means. So according to the 63-page court filing, which I read the first 8 pages of, like after page 8, I got the really bad like vomit taste in the back of my throat. So I could not finish the damn thing. But according to Ms. Grant, she was living in the same building in New York that McMahon lives in. And she was apparently I've heard that she was like in her early 20s, like 22 or 23. Some news sources say she was 40. I have no idea how old this lady is, but they were saying that she's wasn't working, unemployed, because she was a caregiver for both of her parents, and her parents passed away. They had to file bankruptcy. They lost everything. And so this woman was desperate. She had nothing. And the building, I guess the building superintendent, building manager, whoever the shit this guy was, says, hey, you should talk to Vince McMahon. He's on such and such floor, whatever. He could probably give you a job. So she meets Vince. Vince gives her a job. And apparently the job was Vince's personal concubine. Like, I'm pretty sure they called it something else. Paralegal, I think, was the official term. But it was concubine. Yeah. Vince was paying her to nail her, basically. And she was, from my understanding, hired for a position she was wildly unqualified to hold. She was getting paid 3 times the standard rate for that particular position, and didn't know how to keep her mouth shut. She apparently was telling everybody that, yeah, I'm basically, she was telling people, to my understanding, that she was Vince's girlfriend. So, all right, big deal. That's not, I honestly don't give a shit about any of that. But you get further into the court filings and you find out that this went from a consensual relationship to rape and bondage, basically. And not the good kind of bondage. She was basically a hostage. Vince made it known. Vince told her directly, basically, I own you. I can do whatever I want with you, whenever I want with you. And when he got tired of doing whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted, he started passing her around. He basically would just hand her off to John Laurinaitis. Remember that dickhead, Johnny Ace, People Power, that cocksucker? He would come out on Raw and he would cut his promos like this. Yeah, that raspy-voiced little fuck. That guy. Janelle Grant was passed around like a joint at a Willie Nelson concert, okay? And apparently Vince passed her around to John Laurinaitis, passed her around to his physical therapist, personal trainer, like anybody. Vince would be like, hey, you want to hit this? There you go. And the worst one, well, not the worst one, but the most famous one, I guess. Vince McMahon used Janelle Grant as a signing bonus to get Brock back from the UFC. Yeah. Vince is like, hey, you want to nail my paralegal? All right, make sure you sign that contract. Vince prostituted this woman. He did. He absolutely did. And the most horrific story. The most horrific. Folks, I'm sorry. I'm going to apologize in advance for this story. Anybody who's heard my show knows I have no problem with saying things like shit, piss, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. Like George Carlin's favorite 7 words. Yeah, I have no problem saying those and I will not apologize for it. However, what I'm about to tell you now, I'm sorry. I'm just going to, yeah, I'm sorry. This came straight out of the court filings, out of the lawsuit itself. You can find it online. It's not that hard. 63 pages. I made it through 8 because of stories like this. Apparently, Vince McMahon was having a threesome with this woman against her will. It was Vince, it was Janelle Grant, and some other unnamed dude. And at one point, Vince shits on her in the bed. He cops a squat and pinches a log off on this poor woman, laughs his ass off, goes to take a shower himself, and tells her to keep going with the other guy. Hold on. Yeah, that's... Vince McMahon is a dog shit human being, folks. This was in the court filings. I read this. And you understand now why I only got through 8 pages in a 63-page filing. Like, fuck that. All right? And so upon this thing becoming public, Vince resigned from the company again. Because if you guys remember, Vince stepped down last year because, well, we'll get to that in a second, all right? But Vince is gone. Vince has been Chris Benoit off of all of WWE television. Like, they don't mention him. They pretend he doesn't exist. He is fucked. He is absolutely fucked. And here's the part, just when I think I can't get more pissed, here's the part that pisses me off even further. I'm on social media and I'm seeing all these articles. And the articles pretty much regurgitate the exact same shit. Here's what Vince did. Here's the allegations. Here's blah, 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 blah. Okay. The comments. The fucking comments drive me nuts every single time. Because I would say out of every 10 comments, there's 2 or 3 dipshits who say things like, Vince didn't do anything wrong. Fuck you. Fuck you. All right? Like, these are basically the guys who went around in junior high telling everyone to suck it. All right? And so now, because they had such a good time, you know, pretending they were DX and crotch chopping and telling their teachers to suck it and all this shit, now they are sucking Vince McMahon's ass. Like, he didn't do anything wrong. Bro, you're 40. Grow the fuck up already. All right? This is not pro wrestling. This is an episode of Law & Order SVU. It really is. Do not tell me Vince didn't do anything wrong, because I lose my shit. I seriously just fucking lose it in the comments. And here's the other one. Here's the other one that pisses me off. The dipshits who say, well, I thought it was innocent till proven guilty. Take your head out of your own ass, okay? This is why Vince stepped down last year. Right? Because there was an SEC investigation that discovered Vince McMahon used $19 million of WWE money to pay off 9 different women who could have very easily filed the exact same lawsuit. They found 9 different NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, to various women. The women's names have not been released. And a total of $19 million paid. Which means Vince did some pretty heinous shit to them too. And then paid them to shut the fuck up. So if you're going to sit here and tell me that, well, Vince is innocent till proven guilty. Vince was proven guilty before the Janelle Grant lawsuit was filed. That's why that cocksucker stepped down last year. When it all became public, he came back, He fucking weaseled his way back in, and when this lawsuit, when the Janelle Grant lawsuit became public, he resigned again. He's been proven guilty. He just hasn't been proven guilty in a court of law. So kiss my ass. Now, I will be fair. I think Vince deserves his day in court so that he can, you know, he can address these allegations. But when they find out that Vince actually did it, I believe Vince should be taken out behind the courthouse and he should be set on fire, dick first. But hey, that's just me. I didn't go to law school. I didn't make it out of junior college. So whatever. That is, yeah, that's the Vince McMahon story right now. And there's so much shit I left out. There really is. Like, if I talked about everything I read in the first 8 pages, this would be like an hour and a half. I'm not going to do that. So yeah, that's the story so far. If you want to look up the court filings, they're not hard to find. So moving on. It is Valentine's Day. It is Valentine's Day. And like I said, what did I do for Valentine's Day? Not a damn thing. I didn't do shit. I ordered a pizza and I watched the movie Love Stinks, which I highly recommend. It's an old movie. It's like 1999, but I highly recommend. Just if you don't have any plans for Valentine's Day, get a pizza and watch that movie. You're welcome. But when people find out that you are single on Valentine's Day, they look at you like they're giving you their condolences. Like, oh, I'm sorry, thoughts and prayers. Like, no, bro, I'm good. Like, I have been single for 2 years. I have been single for roughly about 2 years. And I've loved it. Oh my God, I've loved it. My ex, my last relationship was just an emotional wreck. She was a mess. Okay, first off, I swear that whatever medication they give to treat bipolar disease, I'm convinced my penis is full of the antidote. I really, whatever, like there's something about me that just cancels that medication out. Because I've dated 3 bipolars. And I had somebody get upset with me. Somebody were like, oh, that's fucked up that you would use that slur when that's an actual medical condition. No, you asshole. All 3 of them were clinically diagnosed bipolar. Like, I'm just spitting facts here. But my last girlfriend would do things like she would pick a fight, she would escalate the fight, and then she would run out of my house crying and go sit in her car. And I just stayed in the house watching TV. And she would come back in and she is both upset and pissed off that I did not chase after her. And she would come back in and she would ask me, honestly, sincerely, she would ask me why I didn't chase after her when she ran out crying. And I would say, because this isn't a Ryan Gosling movie. That's why. Like, I'm a grown-up. If you want to discuss something, if we're having an issue with the relationship, we both stay inside and we talk about it. This is not The Notebook, okay? You're not going to run out of the house. It's going to be pouring rain, and I'm going to run after you. No. And she would dig in. She would double down and she would tell me, when a woman's crying and running out of the house, you should chase after her. And I said, no, you shouldn't, because then my neighbors think that I'm assaulting you. Okay? I want you to close your eyes and I want you to picture the optics here, all right? Pretty little white girl runs out of the house crying. Little brown man goes out chasing her. That is a scene in every third Law and Order SVU episode. No. Okay. I understand in your head, you think, well, Ryan Gosling isn't afraid to chase after the woman he wants. Yeah. You know who else chases after the woman he wants? Leatherface. The only people that you see chase women when they're crying are serial killers or horror movie monsters. That's it. All right? And we are neither in a serial killer movie. I am not Hannibal Lecter. I am not Leatherface. And I'm sure as fuck not Ryan Gosling. We're grown-ups. Okay? So if you want to discuss a relationship, you stay inside and we talk. Because the moment you run outside, I turn on the Xbox and pretend I'm Batman saving Arkham City. All right? I have no problem chasing the Joker or Catwoman, but I'm sure as shit not going to chase you running out of the house. No, that is some high school level bullshit, and I have not been in high school in a long time. So, can you see why I've been single for 2 years, folks? Do you understand why I've loved every fucking second of it? This is what I deal with. All right? And I'm too fucking old for kid games. I am. This same woman, for the 2 years we were together, this same woman tried to convince me that I had ADHD. And I'm not entirely sure why she did it, but here was her evidence. Here was her proof that I had this mental disorder known as ADHD. She kept telling me, "You have ADHD." And I would tell her, "No, I don't." And she would argue, "Yes, you do," because I was watching TikTok videos about ADHD and they reminded me of you. And I would have to take a breath. I would have to rewind the last few seconds of the conversation in my head. And I would have to translate them for her. I said, "Babe, follow me on this. You spent your entire day watching 3-minute videos and you're saying, I have ADHD. Do you see the problem there? This is like a family member gaining 100 pounds and telling you, you have diabetes. This is what I dealt with, folks. I have no problem being single on Valentine's Day if it means I don't have to have fucking conversations like this for the rest of the year. I'm good. Push come to shove, I won't leave the fucking house on Valentine's Day. Leave me alone. But it means I don't have to have these conversations the other 364 days of the year. Here's something else that this walking mental patient did to me. Okay? The breakup wasn't really, we didn't officially break up. She moved out of state and we tried to keep it going long distance. Shit doesn't work the majority of the time. And it did not work at this time. Okay. So it wasn't, the relationship didn't end like switching off a light. No, the relationship ended like somebody just slowly turning down the dimmer switch until it was dark. So that's basically how the relationship ended. Now, roughly a year and change after we're done, my mom passes away. And she heard from mutual friends of ours that my mom passed away. She contacts me the day after the funeral and said, "Hey, I'm going to be in town. Let's get together and talk because I want to check on you and see how you're doing." So on the surface, it looks like she's concerned because my mom just passed away. However, the reality of the situation, for anyone who's ever been hunting, they know that what you do is you lure your prey into a false sense of security, and that's when you kill them. We met up for coffee, 2 days after the funeral. She spent 10, maybe 15, I'll be nice. She spent maybe 15 minutes talking about the funeral and asking how I was doing, and then spent the next 3 hours telling me everything I did in the relationship, everything I did wrong in the relationship, and how it made her feel. I'm going to say that again because it sounds vaguely important. 15 minutes checking on me how I was dealing with my mom's death. 3 hours telling me everything I did wrong in the relationship and how it made her feel. And not going to lie, at this point, I am so far beyond having fucks to give. I just let her talk. I just let her blame me for everything. And I was just, okay, all right, okay. And we just buried my mom 48 hours before. And so I just let her talk and I took the blame. And I went, okay, well, you know what? That was never my intention. I'm sorry. And she just kept going and kept going. And after 3 fucking hours of this, we finally just went our separate ways. And I processed all this for like 2 days. And she messaged me. She texted me a few days later. And I said, hey, I want to talk to you about something. You pointed out everything I did, quote unquote, wrong in the relationship. There's some things I want to talk to you about. Like number one, spending 2 years trying to convince me I had ADHD. That was, you know, that kind of annoyed the shit out of me. She actually said the words, I take no responsibility to how my actions made you feel. Wait, what? Wait, that was an option? Are you telling me I did not have to sit through a 3-hour TED talk on everything I did wrong and how it made you feel? I could have just refused to take responsibility? What is that bullshit? Like, I'm not gonna lie, I was pissed. I was absolutely pissed. I wasn't pissed at her for pulling the I take no responsibility card. I was pissed at her for not informing me that the no responsibility card was an option for me. I was unaware of this. The next 20 minutes of this texting back and forth just became her spinning out and telling me I was a narcissist who had a victim mentality. Something that made my therapist laugh so hard when I told her that. I actually cracked my therapist up. This woman was crying with laughter because narcissism and victim mentality cannot exist inside the same head. She laughed so hard when I told her that in therapy. And I told my therapist that. I told my therapist about being diagnosed with ADHD from TikTok University. Yeah, that was like, I've told my therapist all of this. And my therapist thinks this is funny as shit. I've actually gotten to the point where I tell my therapist about my ex-girlfriends and see how hard I can make her laugh. That's a game now to me. And of course, my therapist's like, that's not a thing. And I'm going to take her word on it because, you know, my therapist's psychology degree came from Cal State Bakersfield and my girlfriend's psychology degree came from TikTok University. So yeah, I'm going to go with the therapist on this one. So I say again, fuck Valentine's Day. This was a long rant just to get to fuck Valentine's Day. But yeah, this is why, folks. I won't leave the house. I'll order a pizza, I'll watch an awesome movie, and I'm not going anywhere, all right? Because staying home on one day gives me 364 days of fucking peace. I'm good with it. So, all right, folks, we're coming up on like a 35 minutes here pretty soon, and I just wanted to get on here, and I wanted to update you guys, let you guys know I was still alive. Barely. This is the shit I'm going through, but I'm still here, you know? I remember when I was in college, I used to be a personal trainer at 24 hour when I was, you know, working my way through school and not finishing. And we had this one client who the dude was probably like in his 70s back then. So he's got to be dead now, but he would come in and we're like, hey, Willie, how's it going? And he would look at us and say, well, every day above ground's a good one. And that's true. Every day above ground, you're still breathing. It's a good day. And like I said, that fucker's probably dead by now. So I am Greg Hernandez, the Ninja Nerd Warrior. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever the fuck you call it now, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Threads. If you like this podcast and you like me just ranting about random bullshit, you can find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Like and subscribe, and hey, recommend it to your friends. So, you know what? I'm going to get the hell out of here, and thanks for hanging out. I will talk to you guys later.